Thank you, Jill. Well, we've reached our last set of news. A mixed bag, too, with buses for the Norfolk show due next week, schools, and the resumption, for those inclined, of pub tours. Buses are set to take centre stage as an affordable and convenient way to reach this year's Royal Norfolk Show. Connect Bus will operate a shuttle service from Norwich to the showground, with buses running every 20 minutes from 7:10 a.m. starting from Norwich bus station and stopping at Cringleford Interchange. Davinia Langley, Head of Commercial and Marketing for Go East Anglia and Connect Bus, said, "Every year the road networks around the Norfolk Showground are impacted by the large number of visitors travelling there by car. We want to help minimise delays and have reintroduced our shuttle bus service. Return journeys will operate until 8:45 p.m. on Wednesday, June the 25th, and 5:45 on Thursday, June the 26th. The bus service offers a cost-effective alternative to parking, which is priced at £10 on the day. A group day ticket costs just £8.50 for up to 2 adults and 3 children.
Three Norfolk schools, including one recently visited by King Charles, will not welcome a single new pupil this year, newly established figures have shown. Annual statistics for admissions have revealed that a trio of schools did not offer a single place to new pupils in September. Cantley Primary School previously confirmed it was one of the three after revealing plans to shut down and merge with a neighbouring school in Freethorpe. But figures have revealed two other schools will also not have a new intake for September 2025. Flitcham Church of England Primary Academy and St Andrew's Church of England VA Primary School in Lopham, near Diss. Like Cantley, Flitcham and St Andrew's did not receive a single application from prospective new reception pupils, while all of the schools were selected as backup choices by families at least once. None were listed as a top pick. Flitcham is on Sandringham's Royal Estate and welcomed the King last year.
Norwich City have announced the details of a new membership scheme for supporters going into the 2025-26 season. The three-tiered scheme will allow fans to buy tickets for games as well as receiving other benefits, including an exclusive shirt created by kit sponsors Joma and discounts on stadium tours. The shirt is available only to Platinum members, who will pay £99 and also have access to an official member's scarf, 50% off tours, early access to home and away tickets, and regular chances to win exclusive city experiences and goodies. The Beyond the City membership costs £59 and includes the cut-price tours, ticket access and the scarf, but excludes the shirt and prize draws. The basic city membership includes only priority ticket access, costing £29. The Canaries junior memberships remain unchanged and are priced at £25. For an extra £30, junior members can also receive the exclusive shirt. Season ticket holders will receive £10 off all memberships.
A large group of travellers has pitched up at a busy park and ride site on the outskirts of Norwich. The group first arrived at Thickthorne Park, Park and Ride, on Monday, and locals reported seeing more than a dozen caravans at the site by Wednesday. A spokeswoman for Norfolk Constabulary said that police had been made aware of their presence and that an officer had been out to speak with the occupants. Norfolk County Council has served the travellers notice to leave.
Motorists have been facing severe delays near Norwich Airport as a major roadworks project begins. Temporary traffic lights were put up on the A140 Holt Road by the Amsterdam Way junction and will remain in place until mid-November. The project, which will take part in three stages, will see a series of changes being implemented to make the area safer for people walking, cycling, or using wheelchairs or pushchairs. The scale of the congestion has prompted Norwich Airport to issue a warning for passengers to allow extra time for their journeys to and from the airport.
One of Norwich's most popular tours is making a return this June after a seven-year hiatus. Norwich Pub Tours is back and ready to share the history of the city through the lens of some of the oldest boozers. Jamie Woodbridge will co-organise the tours, alongside the original founder, James Copeland. The tours ran between 2017 and 2018 and are still the best-rated bar, club and pub tour experience on TripAdvisor. 7 years after the business stopped. Some of the pubs involved in the tour include the award-winning Adam and Eve and The Murderers, with guides showing tour groups around the city streets in two or four-hour time slots.